is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration has pulled the plug on its plan to freeze federal grants and loans.
The White House Budget Office has issued a brief two-sentence statement rescinding its own order less than 2 days after the funding freeze began. The freeze applied to funding approved by Congress, triggered widespread confusion, consternation, and legal pushback. The freeze also raised serious constitutional questions about whether the executive branch could override the work of the legislative branch of government by usurping the congressional power of the purse. It also raised questions about how those cuts would affect average Americans. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Robert F. Kennedy's first confirmation hearing is wrapped up. The Senate Finance Committee grilled President Trump's pick for health secretary on COVID and Medicaid reform. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden pressed Kennedy on vaccines.
I support the measles vaccine. I support the polio vaccine. I will do nothing as HHS secretary that makes it difficult or discourages people from taking it.
Anybody who believes that ought to look at the measles book you wrote saying parents have been misled into believing that measles is a deadly disease. That's not true.
Kennedy will appear before the Senate Health Committee tomorrow. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on the buyouts President Trump is offering to federal workers.
If you resign, the email says, employees retain all pay and benefits regardless of your daily workload until September 30th, the end of the fiscal year. Many of the changes in the federal workforce are being driven by billionaire Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency.
Spirit Airlines gets another merger offer. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
Frontier Airlines has again proposed merging with struggling rival Spirit Airlines, which is in bankruptcy. Spirit executives have rejected the latest proposal, but say they would consider a revised offer. Frontier tried to merge with Spirit in 2022, but was outbid by JetBlue. But the Justice Department sued to block the $3.8 billion JetBlue deal, saying it would drive up prices, and a federal judge agreed.
An Eagles fan has died from injuries he suffered while celebrating the team's wins Sunday night. KYW's Nigel Thompson has details.
18-year-old Tyler Sabathy was identified as the Temple University freshman that fell after climbing a light pole in Philadelphia during the celebrations that followed the Philadelphia Eagles' victory over the Washington Commanders in last weekend's NFC Championship game. Thousands of Eagles fans streamed into the streets to keep the party going well into the night after the game. A video of Sabathy's fall spread on social media, showing him three-quarters of the way up a light pole when he lost his grip and fell backwards. The camera panned away before Sabathy hit the ground, but police say he landed on his head and suffered critical injuries.
Now, the Federal Reserve has just checked in, saying it is leaving interest rates alone this time around after three consecutive rate cuts. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Microsoft paid just over $34 million for 240 acres near the Mars Cheese Castle in Kenosha. The sale price is according to state records. They're planning on using it for a data center project. It's said to be separate from the ongoing $3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. You aren't the only one impacted. Tiny Hooves Sanctuary in Union Grove has seen its monthly energy bill nearly double. According to a social media post, they say that's due to a recent We Energy's rate increase. The sanctuary, which cares for about 150 farm animals, says times are tough, and to get some help, they've started an online fundraiser. Kenosha Unified will hold a town hall meeting tomorrow morning to talk about a budget increase referendum. The session, scheduled for tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the Unified building, will address the potential tax impact of the February 18th referendum. And the Oak Creek Plan Commission has given initial approval to rezone land for a massive Bucky's Travel Center. It could create 175 jobs and attract millions of visitors annually. The project just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line does face opposition from people living nearby, concerned about the impact on their neighborhood. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Packers coach interviews with the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers linebackers coach Anthony Cappadelli has an interview for the defensive coordinator job of the Jacksonville Jaguars under new head coach Liam Cohen. Former Packers cornerback Al Harris hired by the Chicago Bears as a defensive backs coach. Harris has been an assistant for Andy Reid in Kansas City and the Dallas Cowboys under Mike McCarthy. College basketball, the Badgers on the road tonight in Maryland. Greg Gard and why the Badgers have now moved up to 17th in the rankings?
It's part system. It's part players. You know, we got really good players that buy into it, love playing in it.
Marquette with a 78-69 win over Butler. NBA, the Bucks losing 125-117 to the Trailblazers in Portland.
I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little cooler today, but still bright and beautiful with high temperatures reaching the low 40s. Winds are a bit feisty still, but they'll calm down tonight with clear skies and lows near 30. And then tomorrow, the massive warm-up with record-breaking highs pushing us to the mid-50s. We'll be soaking up the sunshine and feeling like spring. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 44 degrees.
Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, we want to say happy 81st birthday to Andrew Loog Oldham. Who, you ask? Well, he was a music producer and manager. He worked with the likes of Small Faces, Rod Stewart, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton, among others, and was the first manager of the Rolling Stones.
Yes, yes, yes. Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Hits, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
You want to improve your finances in 2025?
Of course.
Okay. Well, 2025 is underway and New Year's resolutions mm-hmm. are a dime a dozen. But if you're mm-hmm. looking to improve your finances in 2025 as one of your resolutions, don't try to track every single dime. Don't try to budget every single dime because right, it's too hard. It's too hard.
It is.
If
it
you've
is.
Never done it before, it's too hard. They say instead track one item. So pick one thing in your life that you feel you spend too much money on. Maybe it's, I don't know, going out to eat for dinner or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever it might be mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and track that one thing. And so okay. over time, you'll learn to spend less on that one thing.
Because you see it in numbers and you feel guilty.
Right. Well, I don't know if it's guilty, but you or, see the numbers. You so yeah. you pick an expense that you believe you have mm-hmm. a problem with, and then you mm-hmm. track just that one category. And then once you have that mastered, then you track another category.
That doesn't mean you can't spend it on that same category.
Right.
You just got to keep track of it.
You just got to keep track of it. And you'll learn, how much am I really spending on it?
Right. Well, that's a good idea. Instead yeah. of doing the snowball effect, which is kind of what we're doing, it's good to track something too, to then just kind of bring it to your attention and think, wow, I should cut back on
it. It could be a snowball effect. If you look at it this way, if you track the one thing, get that under control and track the next thing, then yeah. it starts to snowball. And
yeah,
then you track
right.
the next thing and then the next thing.
It's so. Just a different way of looking
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, it's one
the
at a time.
Snowball effect. Exactly.
Track so, one thing at a time.
Huh. Right. Yeah.
Here's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family. Ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company. Auto Club Insurance Association and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Studebaker's Fuel and Food. Your one-stop shop for selection, service, and convenience. From refreshing sips to snack sensations. Their great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer. And the team is ready to serve you in-store or in Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack.
WRJN. Return to sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're running on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. How are you enjoying these temperatures here these last couple of days? Tonight, we're looking for a mostly clear sky, a low of 29. Tomorrow, Thursday, a high of 52. And then Thursday night and Friday, could see a little rain. And Friday's high near 40. News, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha Unified has a referendum on a February ballot asking to spend an extra $23 million a year. If you want to learn more about what's happening there, there's a town hall tomorrow morning. In an effort to try and sell the community on the tax increase, officials are holding town halls, and one tomorrow morning is at the Unified building on 52nd Street. If approved, property taxes would go up about $250 for the owner of a $250,000 home. Racine Unified has upcoming sessions to talk about their April referendum. State property records show Microsoft paid just over $34 million for the Kenosha land. It's a 240-acre site near the Mars Cheese Castle for a planned data center project. The purchase is part of Microsoft's expanding data center investments in southeastern Wisconsin. Officials say the Kenosha project is in addition to its ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. If you've been to a Buc-ee's, you may have noticed how much they pay. Their recruitment signs are everywhere. It's 175 proposed jobs if the massive travel center comes to Oak Creek. The plan commission there has given initial approval to rezone the land. The proposed 74,000 square foot facility near I-94 and Elm Road could bring millions of visitors annually. The project does face opposition from people living in the area worried about the impact on their neighborhood. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
It's a little cooler today, but still bright and beautiful with high temperatures reaching the low 40s. Winds are a bit feisty still, but they'll calm down tonight with clear skies and lows near 30. And then tomorrow, the massive warm-up with record-breaking highs pushing us to the mid-50s. We'll be soaking up the sunshine and feeling like spring. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
Right now, 44 degrees.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Were you listening to Dan Marcus earlier today? Earlier today, Dan Marcus played a clip from his interview with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. And later today, don't call now, but later today, I'm going to ask you what Peter Noon had to say. And if you can tell me, you're going to be the winner of some tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. Now again, don't call now. We'll do it sometime in the 3 o'clock hour.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench,
to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But when you're looking for radio that provides real news and great conversation, tune into our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You'll hear the entire civic media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national issues. Learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune in to AM 540 WAUK.
You'll catch them surfing at them.
Inside, outside, you
Ventura County. say. Doesn't seem to be anyone around.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. How many kids do you have? One, two? Well, a study found that a second child wreaks havoc on your mental health. Researchers surveyed 20,000 people over the course of 16 years and found that second children increase time pressure and deteriorates parents' mental health. Researchers found that both first and second births increased parents' time pressure in roughly the same way. That said, the effects were more significant for mothers than for fathers. But that doesn't mean that fathers are getting off easy, particularly when it comes to the second child. When looking at mental health, mothers saw improvement after the first child was born. Had a second kid, however, and parental mental health plummets. WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And sometime in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a chance to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. We'll have tickets to give away before 4 o'clock. Keep it here on WRJN.
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine. Sitting here by me, she's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft.
Just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be. She wants to live in the Rockies. She says that's where we'll find peace. Settle down, raise up a family to call on, yeah. We'll have a home. All summer long we spent grooving in the sand. Everybody kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has set a date of February 6th for federal workers to return to the office.
We're requiring them to show up to work or be terminated.
The Trump administration has rescinded its statement on freezing federal funding. CBS's Linda Kenyon is at the White House.
A statement from the White House says, quote, in light of the injunction, OMB has rescinded the memo to end any confusion on federal policy created by the court ruling and the dishonest media coverage. The Office of Management and Budget issued this updated two-sentence memo, and White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt went on to say, this action should effectively end the court case and allow the government to focus on enforcing the president's orders on controlling federal spending.
President Trump just signed the Lake and Riley Act, mandating the detention and possible deportation of undocumented immigrants accused of violent crimes. Lake and Riley was killed by a Venezuelan national while jogging in Georgia.
To Lakin's family, we will keep Lakin's memory alive and our hearts forever, everyone's hearts.
The Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now, saying inflation remains somewhat elevated. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi says the decision won't sit well with President Trump.
He had previously said that he would like to see some rate cut. He wants to change some consumer behavior. He wants to see people going back out into the economy, spending that money. And so by doing that with a rate cut, he's hopeful that that would be the translation.
At his first confirmation hearing, Health Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. fielded questions about his theories on vaccines. Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett grilled RFK on his comments about COVID.
Did you say that COVID-19 was a genetically engineered